National Bike to Work Day is coming up on May 9th. The San Francisco Bicycle Coalition says it will be ready when thousands of bicyclists take to the streets of the city. They'll have 25 Energizer stations set up around the city, with people cheering cyclists on and handing them drinks, snacks, and other goodies. Sounds like an awesome day to be had, unless your bike gets stolen. Less than 10% of stolen bikes are ever recovered. If you want yours to be one of them, it helps to have as much information as possible and as many pairs of eyes as you can wrangle. KALW's Isabel Angel has this story about how social media is turning ordinary citizens into ace bike detectives.
Jenny O'Hatfield is what you would call an avid cyclist. She's into mountain biking, indoor cycling, and road racing. She also happens to know a lot about social media from her work as an interactive producer at KQED. So when someone stole her brand new mountain bike from her Oakland home last summer, first she got upset. Then she sprang into action.
So I just kind of put together a description with a photo and disseminated it far and wide on the web. I emailed cycling groups, I posted it on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Flickr, you name it. It's just blanketed the web and informed as many people as I could.
A week later, Jillian Betterly, who didn't know Hatfield but had seen her posts, recognized the bike at Oakland's Laney Flea Market. She went up to the guy selling it, showed him Hatfield's post on her phone,
and she just took it back. So I really lucked out in getting the bike back within a week.
Hatfield's stolen bike was found in a flea market. This is pretty common. Flea markets are a fairly unregulated and anonymous place to sell.
Is this bike for sale?
Yeah.
How much?
June Takeda goes to flea markets most weekends, including this one across from Laney College in Oakland. He looks for lots of things, old cameras, vintage audio equipment, and he's gotten especially good at spotting bikes.
If I know it's like a super rare bike or like a nice frame, and it's at a flea market, I mean, it's obviously stolen.
Takeda works in the cycling industry and owns 8 bikes. When he sees a bike he knows has been stolen, he'll buy it, take it home, and go online to try to get it back to its owner. Last year, he found a Davis Finney model Cerata at the Ashby Flea Market in Berkeley. It's a really rare bike that isn't made anymore.
Just walking through the flea market, and I saw it out of the corner of my eye. I knew exactly what it was when I saw it.
Dealers I called say that bike could be worth several thousand dollars. Takeda got it for $120. When he got home, he searched for a post about the bike on Craigslist and immediately found it. 2 hours later, owner and bike were reunited. The guy told Takeda it had been gone for about 6 months. Over the past year, Takeda's found and returned 3 bikes. He doesn't ask to be reimbursed, though sometimes grateful owners happily do so. Takeda figures it's good karma. Speaking of which, as we walk around, Takeda asks me if I've ever heard the story of Justin LeBeau.
So, I guess, you didn't talk to about the DeRosa frame, or? It's such a ridiculous story, especially since, like, everything on that bike is so rare.
I hadn't talked to Justin yet, but I had heard of his story from Jenny O'Hatfield.
He had a DeRosa track bike, a very rare, vintage, beautiful Italian track bike stolen 6 years ago. And he never lost hope that he would find it. He was always scanning, cycling forums, Craigslist, eBay. And one day he got a lead that it had been surfaced up in Portland.
So At that point, I'm pretty confident, 100% confident that it's my bike, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, Justin LeBeau.
So I go crazy on Twitter and every cycling forum that I am a member of, just saying like, hey, I found my bike. It's in Portland. If anybody knows anybody in Portland, like, let's spread the word and let's try to get it back.
This is when Hatfield gets involved. After she got her bike back, she kept using social media to help other people find theirs. She's also friends with LeBeau, so when she heard his story, she put the word out on Twitter.
Anyone in Portland want to help me recover a potentially stolen bike that's been missing for years?
She tweets at a Portland news anchor who's also a cyclist.
Have any contacts in Portland who could help recover a friend's stolen bike? He's 99% sure it's his.
Who loops in Portland's mayor, Sam Adams.
I don't, but I bet Joel does. Or we could always appeal to Mayor Sam Adams about the bike thief.
By now, the bike has a huge Twitter following. I hope your DeRosa will find her way home to you.
Portland, help. This story needs a happy ending.
They used to hang horse thieves, you know.
At one point, someone messages Hatfield directly with a lead.
FYI, one of my teammates spotted the bike in North Portland. Went to get a lock to keep it there, but it was gone.
They missed the bike that time, but more and more people are retweeting the news. A Portland police officer takes on the case, and that's when the original seller finally emails back Justin LeBeau with bad news.
He sold it to a guy, you know, this guy is, you know, just like some kind of vague description, like totally useless. But he did give me an email address.
LeBeau sends that email address, along with the original seller's email, to the Portland cop, who's able to put some pressure on them. The seller emails LeBeau, saying he'll give the bike back as long as the cops don't show up. So one of Jenny O. Hatfield's friends in Portland offers to go pick it up.
So Saturday morning, 9 a.m., he goes over there, rings the doorbell, no answer. And of course, like, we're all on the other end of this, like, on email and Twitter, like, did he get the bike? No, like, he won't answer the door.
Across the country, thousands of people wait. And an hour later, the door opens.
DeRosa found!
So many times, yeah, it was done. Like, the ad was down. It's done. We're never going to get it back. Or, you know, he's not going to respond to the email. You know, we should just give up. Yeah, I guess we got really lucky.
He was lucky. While there are other success stories, many more bikes are stolen than are ever returned to their owners.
You can see right there, January, I think I got, I don't know, that's 15 to 20 bikes right there.
In a warehouse near Jack London Square, Oakland police officer Dan Dowd is showing me where the police keep the bikes they do find. There are about 50 of them, all recovered in the last 3 months.
Yeah, you know, we've had people that come by and they just take a look at the bikes. You know, we have an open door here on Thursdays from 10 to noon, and people just kind of come over here and, you know, I got my bike stolen. I just let them look through the bikes and see. But again, very rarely do we. I don't think I've ever had one person in the approximately 10 years I've been doing this say, oh, that is my bike. You know, so we have, like I said, recovered a couple, but they were by serial number.
That's key, by serial number. Officer Dowd says there's no way for police to return a stolen bike without a serial number and the police report.
You should also take lots of photographs of your bicycle.
Again, Jenny O. Hatfield.
A lot of times when people email me on the Google groups, they don't have a picture, they don't have any sort of, you know, great description, and they're like, well, it's a red road bike and it had a basket on it.
Justin LeBeau has this to add.
The things that seem to have the best success are, you know, Craigslist, eBay, cycling forums. And, you know, I think social media as well. If you can find the right channels to broadcast the message, then I think people will pay attention.
And June Takeda has some pretty basic advice.
Best thing to do is just to not get it stolen in the first place.
Right. But if it is stolen, all the bike hunters say, keep looking. You might be surprised at what turns up. In Oakland, I'm Isabel Angel for Cross Currents.